Anisha Jade, the Divine Life Alchemist. Do you want to gain deeper awareness of your life in order to change the areas that you are not happy with? Would you like to learn what you are doing that is not contributing to your life values? Would you like to discover what your life values actually are? Would you like to learn how to find the value and benefit in all your struggles and challenges in order to navigate your life with much more ease? When you have self-awareness, you can change any area of your life that you are unhappy or unfulfilled with. I can teach you all this with learning 6 core foundations over a 6-week period. The next round of my online training is now open for enrollment. How to meet your true self. Let's connect. So there's a lot going on in the world, and I feel it was my time to speak about it. There has been a lot of heaviness on my heart, on my life. In the last few weeks, I felt really confused as to how I show up for people and how I support people, especially that myself is struggling to navigate and make sense of it all. The division between people, the abuse of people's different beliefs, it's just mind-boggling that people allowing the differences of life choices to allow for abuse and division. And regardless of anything that's happening in the world, when we choose to allow fear to guide us, when we choose to allow our unsupportive emotions, in a way, I guess, to guide us, we actually are, in a way, welcoming in more pain into our life. Because fear is not us grounded in our sovereignty. Fear is not us grounded in our true selves. Fear is a part of us, yes, and fear is an important aspect of making decisions in certain ways and certain areas of our lives to make an informed decision, yes. But fear as a whole, as the main, belief or emotion or state of being that is guiding us in our decisions and our lives can create more pain within us, because fear can create even more fear. And when we don't know or we're not aware of what our true self is needing, what our true, you know, for our overall well-being, it's hard then to do the things that are going to support us, because we don't have the awareness of exactly what we need. And that is where my heaviness has been, because not that I've really allowed too much fear into my mindset, but there has been a deep sense of pain of seeing the division between people and people just not, like, they're allowing the fear for themselves to take control that is actually creating more trauma on them and more trauma for the people around them. And that is not the answer. That is not the solution. You know, there's 2 things that are guaranteed in life for every single being on this planet. We are born. And the fact that you are listening to this and you're hearing this means that you were born at some stage in the beginning of your life. And the second guarantee in our lives is that we will die. That is a fact. Everything else that happens between that, we have no, you know, that's not set in stone. That's not a guarantee. Everything that happens between, you may not be guaranteed to live in a house for the entire life of your existence. You may not be guaranteed to be around your family and your friends or travel or whatever it is. And there's nothing else that's guaranteed 100% in your life. The only 2 actual guarantees that are 100% fact is that you will be born and one day you will die. And so while you're living in this state of fear at the moment, if with whatever's going on, and this is also other areas of your life, when you're allowing fear to control and dictate you, when you're allowing anxiety, which is something that I also experience in my life and have so for many, many years, when you allow fear to control and dictate your life and your life choices, you're creating more unhappy experiences, more turmoil in your mind, in your body, in your life. And personally, I spent most of my teens and pretty much the majority of my 20s, minus the last year, I think, year and a half, I'm now 31, allowing anxiety and fear to dictate and control my life and my life choices. Even to the extent of allowing other people to dictate my life choices so that I felt that I fitted in, that I was accepted. Because the fear of not being accepted overpowered my own choices and my own life decisions and wants and desires. Because the fear of not being welcome and accepted overtook that. And all that happened as a result of that is more pain, more trauma. So allowing your fear to control you is not creating experiences that are really in alignment with you. So with everything that's happening in the world and so much of it is out of our control, what can you now start to focus on that is in your control? What can you now focus on that you are able to support yourself through all of the unknown of what life is at the moment? What is in your power right now to start changing, to evolve and grow with? Even if it's only to start with your own well-being. Even if it's just to focus on how you can support your own self. That is something that is in your power to do. Changing your routine and your schedule to ensure that you have time for yourself within your day so that you meet your own needs for your own overall well-being. And if you're not sure what that is, then it's important for you to learn and gain awareness for what is in your best interest for your well-being. And as an example, my own experience with this at the moment, to make sure that I put myself as a priority while also raising two young children predominantly on my own, is I switched up my routine. I changed my nighttime routine to start going to bed earlier as opposed to averaging between 12 and 2 a.m. So I started to go to bed earlier, sometimes around the kids. Last night we were in bed by 7:30, asleep by 8 p.m. And that is so that I can still get the sleep that I need in order to wake up a couple of hours before them. And if you've been following me on my Instagram page, I've been sharing that journey and that process. For me to change my nighttime routine and my sleep, my body clock, it took me 4 weeks from deciding to do it, then working out the steps that I needed and working on my mindset, getting clear on my why and my reasonings of why I felt that this was necessary for me, so that I had a clear and firm mindset of exactly why I was doing what I was doing and all the steps that were required in order for me to support myself with those changes. 4 weeks it took before I finally got up early enough to watch the sunrise, because that's actually how it started. I wanted to start watching the sunrise again in the mornings. And because my body clock was used to getting up around 8:30, sometimes 9 o'clock, yes, even with the kids, it took an adjustment period, and I took away any expectation of me doing it. If I slept through my alarm, then I slept through my alarm and I carried on and I rethought, what did I do that maybe contributed to this, and what do I need to refocus on or change or adapt? So when I went to bed late, then I realized that, you know, I don't want to do that. And what do I need to do to ensure that I can go to bed earlier? So 4 weeks, like I mentioned before, 4 weeks it took for me to change my schedule. And then I started doing it for a few days, and then I got sick. The worst sickness I've had since my daughter was 2 or 3 months old. That was back in 2017. And I was bedridden for 2 days. So I did miss I started my changing my routine, which took 4 weeks. And then I only got to do it for a couple of days, and then I hit a challenge. And it would have been so easy to fall back into not doing it, especially because then I was sick and bedridden for 2 days, but then I was still recovering for a few days after that. Not 100%. But because I'd worked on my mindset for so long, because I got clear on my why and the supportive steps that I knew that I needed for my overall well-being, I was able then to have a supportive mindset that as soon as I was able to get up early in the morning again, which was only 2 days that I missed. The 2 days I was bedridden was only 2 days I missed because, again, I had the supportive mindset to help me through the challenges, that even though I was sick, I still got up in the morning too early to watch the sunrise. And when you are able to get clear on your mindset, you get clear on your why and your reasons and why it's important to you, you get clear on the steps that you need in order to support yourself through those changes, you will then be able to support yourself with actually making the changes. And then when there's challenge or hurdles that come up, you already have a supportive mindset. You already have a supportive plan and steps to support you through them. And this is really important with everything that's going on in the world, because while you continue to focus on all the things that you cannot control, you will create more and more turmoil and pain and trauma within your life. So therefore, it's important to figure out what are the steps that you need to support yourself in order to ensure that your overall health and well-being is at your top priority. And yes, I do that for myself, even with my children. I ensure that my health and well-being is my priority, because if I'm not looking after myself, if I'm not looking, ensuring that my needs are met, I'm not a great parent. I'm not a great friend. I'm not a great daughter. I'm not a great co-parent. I'm not a great person to support others in my counseling and my therapy sessions, because I'm not looking after and meeting my own needs. And if my cup is not full, if I'm in a lack somewhere in my life, that ripples out to other people, especially my children, which are then after my priority as myself. They are the next ones, always. And so that's why I know as a parent, I need to ensure that my well-being is always a priority, to ensure that I'm then able to meet their needs and their emotional needs to support them. So back on to changing the routine, if that's, especially if this is something that aligns for you. So my goal from the very beginning was always to wake up at 4 a.m. And it's taken, obviously, from me doing it for the last couple of weeks. This morning was the first time that I got up quickest. So usually it takes me about a half an hour, 40 minutes to actually get out of bed. And I have a few alarms and I put it on snooze, and because for me it was important to be gentle on myself, because if I felt like inside of me a have to, it's going to be hard to enjoy getting up and doing those things. And even though you don't always enjoy it, sometimes it is nice to lay in bed, sometimes it is nice to stay cuddled up and warm. But then again, it's your mindset of why are you doing it, and that needs to outweigh your the feeling or the urges when you want to stay in bed, but you know it's going to be more beneficial for you to get up, or whatever it is that you're focusing on in your life. So this morning was the first time that I actually got up the quickest, which was 15 minutes after my alarm clock. My alarm goes off at 4:30, and I was out of bed by 4:45. So that's the earliest and the quickest I've gotten up, which then makes the next step of getting up at, 4:30, and then hopefully then it will be 4 a.m. so much easier. But then even to get to this point, it's taken me, 3 weeks? So it took me 4 weeks to decide that I wanted to change, put the steps in, work on my mindset, start adjusting my sleep schedule, to then start doing it, hit a challenge, get back on to, getting up early, to then be another 3 weeks before I'm actually getting up closer to my goal. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because it's really important for you to be aware of is that it's so easy to look on social media or other people's lives and we just see the results. We see the, someone said they wanted to do it and then they did it. But we miss all the under layers of what happens beneath the surface and behind the scenes of what actually it takes to make those changes and put those steps in place, and the mindset and the internal work that goes on. So getting up to watch the sunrise for me is not just getting up and watching the sunrise. It's starting my day off slow and relaxed and calm. It's starting my day off being out in nature on the beach. It's starting the day off drinking my celery juice, having some water, having my maca, whatever it is, because those other things support my well-being. They support my emotions. So when the world is chaotic and unknown and confusing and stressful, those morning rituals for me and my overall well-being allows me to start off the day meeting my needs, because I'm getting up without the children. I'm able to do my exercise, have some downtime, have some meditation, get some work done if needed, to then show up for them, to then show up for the other people in my life. Because the very first thing that I've done for the day is make sure and ensure that my needs were met first. And that is something that is in my control to change. And all the steps and tools and techniques that I use for my life has been able to support myself. Even yesterday, if you again follow me on Instagram, and if you don't, I highly recommend that you do. The link is all in my account in my bio. Or you can go on Instagram and my handle is divine, divine, _life, life, _ alchemist, alchemist. And you will be able to find me on Instagram, and I'm also on YouTube and Facebook, and the same name handle, you'll be able to find me, or just type in Misha Jade. And so yesterday I shared that it was just overwhelming yesterday, and just everything, just so much of stuff that's happening in the world, not just with what's happening at the moment with the divide of people and medical choices and all that stuff that's happening. But it was more than that. I went down, my fault, I know, completely. I went down a rabbit hole of people with African and slavery, like the history of that. And even though I have strong awareness, I've been looking into it and researching and talking to people and whatnot. Since I was a teenager, I've always been drawn to African culture and African people since I was a child. So I've really educated myself as much as I possibly can in my life and my journey, especially raising children that are part African. But yesterday I went deep in the morning, first thing in the morning, and unintentionally. And So seeing some things that were also part of the history of African slavery, but also the culture of America at the moment, and so and other things. So it wasn't just what's happening in the world on a larger scale; it was other things that were happening, and still experiencing, and at stages of my children's life that they unfortunately may experience, and I really hope that they never have to. But that's unfortunately what the world is at the moment. My dad is also was dark skinned, so is my sister, so is half of my blood family. And I know that they've experienced it as well. They may not be African, but they still have they're still classified as people of color. And it just weighed heavy, really, really heavy. And then after that, I don't know why, I watched a show later in the morning that my mom had recommended to me called See What You Made Me Do. And I also recommend that people watch this. Everyone watches this. Even if you haven't experienced domestic violence within your life or abusive relationships, I feel it's really important to see, so then you can also see these signs for other people around you and offer support in a way that's going to be safe for the people that are in, that do experience domestic violence and domestic abuse and all of that category, especially with children as well, because it's really important to, if we see these signs, to offer it in a safe way, especially if partners are tracking them or have cameras and recordings, and that does happen. So it was just a lot yesterday morning, just a lot. And I was just really heavy, just felt so heavy, so like in a hole almost. And not sure, like I couldn't, it's almost like I was so deep in the hole that I couldn't see any light of how is this, like how do we just function in life? How do we keep going when all of this stuff is happening and we don't have any control to change it in a way? That's where my headspace was at. But I knew that wasn't going to be supportive, because from that mindset, I'm not in a place to help and support other people. And I needed to figure out how can I use all of this to continue to help and support other people through their life and their journey. And so I put my tools and my techniques into practice, which I do regularly. And I did things that I knew were going to put myself in a better mental state and emotional state. And these tools and techniques is what I teach in my 6-week online course. Because these steps I have been, well, obviously at the time I didn't know I was doing it many, many years ago. What was it, about 5 years ago? And it's what I've come to realize, and especially in my in-person sessions, how important it is for the 6 steps that I teach in the online 6-week course. Because these are the basic foundations to support your life when you hit challenges, when you hit hurdles, when you're emotionally struggling with things, when you are going through big transformational experiences, mentally, emotionally, physically, all of it. And these 6 core foundations are like 100% believe in. And these are the steps and techniques that I use every day when I'm not feeling the top of my game, when I'm not feeling like I can support other people, when I'm not in a good mental or emotional state. And, you know, one of the ladies that I supported in my last 6-week course had suicidal thoughts in the beginning. She just felt there was no point in living. She'd just been feeling so depleted, defeated, just not happy in her life and didn't know how to change it. She felt just trapped and suffocated. And through the 6 weeks working together, by the end of it, she said she felt a sense of freedom. For the first time in her a long, 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 long time, she finally felt joy and peacefulness and happiness. And that is just one of the biggest takeaways that I could take from how important and valuable the 6-week courses, and well, no, not even just the 6-week course, the 6 week, a six found core foundations. And it's how I support my clients, it's how I support myself and those around me if they come, if I have friends or family come to me for support. So if this is something that you're experiencing, and if you're going through a really hard time, please reach out to me. I do offer free one-on-one calls. Maybe there's a way that I can support you. Maybe there's a way that you just need a pick-me-up or a little check-in with someone. And I have all my qualifications on my website that you can go and have a read through. I have them on my Instagram page as well. And all my free online content is on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. I highly recommend that if you are not subscribed to my emails, please go do so as well, which you can just go onto my website as well, which all the details to connect with me if you have not yet connected with me in my other platforms. It's all in my profile for this podcast. And yeah, I'm going to leave it there because the sun is coming up. My children will be waking very soon. And I just really want to make the point again that if you're struggling in your life, if you're struggling with what's happening in the world and feeling overwhelmed, feeling like you're not in control, feeling defeated, just focus on a small, tiny, tiny step plan of what is it that you need in order to support yourself right now. What is something that you can do right now, today, that is going to help you put your mental state and emotional state in a better place? What are the things that you can start putting in place to support yourself? Ensuring that you're staying hydrated even, making sure you're drinking enough water, making sure that you are eating the right foods for your body, and ensuring that your nutrition is in a good place. Even if it's just those two basic things, are so important for your overall well-being. And they are a beautiful, perfect place to start if that is all that you can manage just for today. Going outside and putting your bare feet on the earth and taking a few moments to breathe. Just think about what are the things that you need right now to support yourself. And while you're working out what those steps are, go onto my website and subscribe to my emails where I send lots of juicy things and free content and free support. And go connect with me on my other social media platforms where I also share a lot of other great content. And let's connect and start putting the steps in place for you to put yourself and your needs and your overall well-being as a number one priority. Lots of love, and I wish you an amazing day. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my podcast. I really deeply appreciate you. I'd also appreciate if you were able to leave a review, if you're able to share my podcast and my content, that would also be deeply appreciated. And if you are not already, please sign up for my emails and connect with me over on my social media accounts. All my links and my details are in my profile. Sending you so much love.